Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
John Flynn, former Erie County District Attorney, now with Lippis Mathias LLP, is on the WBEN Live Line. Hey, before we get to what we're talking about, you were at the game last night, right? Did you stay till the end?
Of course, Susan. I always stay till the end. I've never left early.
And you're here with us this morning. That's great.
I'm here.
Hey, with ABC's announcement that it's pulling Jimmy Kimmel's show due to his comments on the murder of Charlie Kirk, the issue of free speech has become a flashpoint, John. We're interested in your legal opinion. How are you looking at this?
Well, I find it ironic that the individuals from the right were complaining about this, back in the Biden administration. So now it's kind of reversed. If you recall, back in the Biden administration, a number of red states, Missouri led the way, their attorney general, along with Louisiana, they filed a lawsuit against the Surgeon General of the United States, claiming that social media companies, that the Biden administration was pressuring social media companies on their content regarding COVID and the results of the 2020 election. So that case got right to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court didn't actually rule on the merits of that case. They actually dismissed the case on a procedural ground because they said that the attorney generals of Missouri and other states didn't have the standing to actually be plaintiffs in that lawsuit, that the government really didn't kind of, inhibit their speech at all personally. Now, obviously, we're in a situation where, the Trump administration and their FCC chairman, he has, allegedly now pressuring ABC over content that, Jimmy Kimmel said on one of the radio stations. So, again, this has gone both ways. And I'm going to find it, interesting now to see if Jimmy Kimmel now files a lawsuit, which I'd be shocked if he doesn't. If that case gets to the Supreme Court and actually gets decided on the merits, that's what's going to be interesting here.
Where does this go from an employer taking action because it's their right to do so over, for whatever reason, into something that becomes a First Amendment issue? Where would that cross that line?
Well, Brian, it's going to depend on the facts of each individual case. Obviously, an employer has the right to, discipline their employees, if they do something wrong. And that falls under the labor and employment rules that govern, the individual states and this country. When it crosses the line, when the individual doesn't necessarily do anything wrong from a discipline standpoint, unless that employee, violates what their bosses tell them to do. So, obviously, if you're in Susan's, a news director or bosses tell you, I don't want you doing A, B, or C, and you, tell them, forget you, I'm doing A, B, or C, that obviously could be, insubordination. If A, B, or C happen to be, a free press issue, that's where it becomes cloudy now. So, you know, it's all going to depend on the facts of the particular situation. But there's going to be, you know, Jimmy Kimmel here is going to have two potential lawsuits, I think, or actions. One against ABC, where he could kind of go after ABC for, you know, improperly suspending him. And then two, he could potentially file a second lawsuit against the FCC and allege, you know, that they violated his First Amendment's rights. So that would be two separate actions.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
John, how does this differ from the other thing that we're seeing, which is fired and suspended employees around the country for their social media posts about Charlie Kirk? I mean, does it make a difference, you know, in a public versus private world?
Well, it makes a difference from a disciplinary standpoint, you know, putting discredit upon your entity. So, you know, if a school teacher, you know, does something on social media and says something, you know, they're a public employee. They're employed by, you know, whatever the Amherst Kenton School District, and that school district has, you know, certain standards and a public persona that they want to, you know, impart on the community. And if, you know, if one of their employees, you know, gets a DWI or is involved in, you know, a fight at the Bills game last night, or if they say something, you know, inappropriate, you know, on social media, then that employer could take action. Now, that in my example here, that school teacher could obviously, you know, file a lawsuit claiming that, you know, that the school district, you know, here or whatever employer it is, doesn't have the right to tell me what to say in my private social media account. Yeah, if I get drunk in a fight at a Bills game last night and I do something wrong and get arrested, that's one thing. But if I'm sitting at home on my computer on off hours and I say something on social media, that's a whole other thing. And that would obviously, you know, work its way through the court system, you know, in that situation.
Where do you draw the line, though? Because I'm sure, I mean, this it would have to be different for every job, because I'm picturing myself doing that right now, John. I feel like I'd get maybe a little bit more than a talking to. I wouldn't be sitting here the next day if I did something stupid like that. But, you know, that might not be true for somebody who has a different job. And the legalities, I'm guessing, would be different, too.
The bottom line, Brian, is that the court is going to draw the line. Okay. I mean, at the end of the day here, that's what's going to happen. There really is no bright line right now. I mean, the only bright line is going to be is that, you know, if you had something specific in your contract that said you cannot do this, okay, and then you do that and violate that, that obviously is kind of clear cut. But for when we're talking about free speech and we're talking about issues like this, where there really is no bright line here, at the end of the day, the court is going to draw that line. And, you know, we have some kind of an idea here in this Jimmy Kimmel situation, because, you know, even though the court dismissed that previous lawsuit that involved, you know, regulation of social media regarding, you know, some alleged COVID statements, you know, the court said point blank in that case that government officials may not coerce private entities to suppress speech. So they and that was said by one of the more conservative justices, Justice Alito. Okay, so you're going to have the conservative justices here on the Supreme Court that clearly are siding with free speech. So I mean, the way I look at this right here, the votes appear to be in Jimmy Kimmel's favor if it gets to the Supreme Court.
John, always great talking with you. Thank you.
Thanks, Susan.
That's John Flynn, former Erie County District Attorney, now with Lippis Mathias LLP.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.